All right, everybody, get ready for podcast number 6. It's Wednesday night, December 28th, 2005, of course, and I got a great new podcast coming up for you tonight. In this podcast, I have a few interviews that I've done, one of them with a Chinese guy. It's done all in English, and the other one is with the shish kebab selling guy. A lot of you have been sending me emails and asking me and sending me messages and saying you want to hear more of the shish kebab selling guy. But this time I've done an interview with him and I provided translation. On the spot, on the fly, live translation. So when you hear this little interview, I will be asking questions in Chinese and answering questions in Chinese, but I'll provide a little translation for you so it won't be too tough for you non-Chinese speaking people out there, which I don't know what the hell you're doing, why you're still out there not speaking Chinese, but hey, whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat. And so that'll be the podcast tonight. It's a cold night in Beijing. I was just standing outside for a few hours drinking beer, eating mutton shish kebabs, and freezing my toes off, as it were, and talking to all the people. So I'll be having some ambient noise coming up, some Beijing street noise that I recorded, and some interviews. And in fact, I think I'll play the Beijing street noises over this, so maybe you'll be hearing it. I'm going to kind of mix them in together there. We'll see if that works technically. Some street noises and the two interviews. And it should be interesting. It should be funny. So here we go. December 28th, 2005, Podcast Beijing. Thanks a lot for listening. Thanks for all the support I've been getting from all of you guys. There's going to be some future podcasts for me coming up in about a month or so. Right now I'm just working on this personal podcast, the Podcast Beijing thing. But I've got plans for 2 more podcasts, and I won't tell you what they are right now, but they should be interesting. And I think they should attract a lot more listeners than me just rambling on and on and on and on about myself and my life in Beijing and talking to people and interviewing my grandfather and stuff like that. Although that seems popular with people as well. So here we go. Here are some of the interviews. And thanks a lot for listening. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, but now I'm remembering. I also got some secret surprise stuff coming up at the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. Should be really funny and interesting. Okay, here we go with Podcast Beijing, show number 6.
Okay, this is the Jingjing interview. Jingjing?
Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Jingjing Zhang.
Okay, where are you from?
I'm from Beijing.
Okay, how long have you been here in Beijing?
The same as my age.
Which is what?
More than 24 years.
Okay, and so tell all of our listeners out there in the world about Beijing, about like your job and about... Well, what was it like growing up in Beijing as a kid? It's much different than today, right?
Of course, because in the old time, Beijing is now so popular and, you know, there's no many instruments like now. And also...
What do you mean instruments?
Instrument. Maybe I expressed wrong. And just like some, maybe there's no many buildings, no many thing you can do.
Like development.
Development, more you do have many hobbies to do, because there's no thing to interest you, attract you.
But when you say there's nothing interesting or attractive, so let's say when you were a kid, what did you do? I mean, there was nothing to do. You just sat in a room
What did you do? Basically, when I was 5 years old, I had a training in a gym for swim.
Uh-huh.
So for swimming, also 1.5 year to go swim.
When you were 5 years old?
Yeah, and
you mean like
training? You mean like everyday training?
Yeah,
hard training
for six to eight hours training every day.
Every day, because
this was training to learn how to swim or training to compete.
Basically, for compete, but
for competition.
Competition, but you know, because we are very little, so they just train us for the good candidates, and later maybe select some of them and to be the very famous competitor.
For the Olympics.
Olympic. Right. Yeah, we're from some other competitions.
Right.
Yeah.
So you didn't make it.
I did.
You weren't one of the top guys. top little kid, you were 5 years
old. Not exactly, because after the 1.5 year, I have to go to the elementary school. And also, you know, the gym, move another place is very long distance. So my parents and also my families don't want me very tough to go to school and go to the gym. And
okay, that was the interview with Jing Jing, one of my Chinese friends here in Beijing. And now I will play some stuff I did with the shish kebab selling guy. And you'll be able to hear me and him talking in Chinese and me giving some translation in English for you non-Chinese speakers out there. Here it comes.
当然你现在你住在北京，但是北京不是你的户口，你的户口是什么地方？
河北。
Okay, so I just asked him where is your hometown, and he said 河北。 下一次。 Next question. 你的工作是什么工作？
我的工作？
对，你的工作是什么工作？ So I'm asking him, what is your job?
我的工作就是羊肉串。
Okay, his job is 羊肉串。 Selling mutton shish kebabs on the street. And now I'll ask him the next question is
你觉得这个是好不好的工作？
这个？
对。 不怎么好。 对, 不怎么好。
So I asked him, 不怎么好, 差不多是不错, 不好, 不错。
对, 就是不好的意思。
不好, 对。 那, 不怎么好, 对。 So I asked him if his job was good, and he said, not really, how can it be good? There's no way for it to be good.
你这个, 就是美国可以收得到。 这个是跟什么呀? 现在就是说的话, 美国就听得到。
哦，他听不懂，听得到吗？我当然他听不懂，但是我给翻译，我也说话，你说话，我也说话，给翻译，所以他听懂。哦，他这个收得到，跟收音机差不多。我的在美国，我的朋友，我的家，我的妈妈、爸爸，他们听这个，我也给翻译，以后在我的电脑，我做你的录音，但是我也别的录音是翻译，所以他会听懂。哦。
你说话的时候他听不懂，但是意思他听懂，我可以解释，所以他听懂。
Okay, he's just questioning how anyone can understand this in America, and I said I'm going to offer some translation for the American people.
下一次,
next question.
你住在北京多少时间？ 两三年，两年半，差不多。
Okay, so I just asked him how long he's been living in Beijing, and he said he's been living here for 2.5 years.
Okay.
下一次，以前你住在河北，你的工作是什么工作？
我啊，你，当然你开那个装载机。装载机是什么？装载机，就是装土的，知道吧？不知道装，没见过那个。 装土的就是那个铲车，知道吧？
不知道。
哎呦，
我的生字你知道不太不搞机械不搞我的生字不搞当然机械知道吧？
机收机录音机
不是那个，是复机。
就是机械化的，你那个有那汽车往汽车上装土那个见过吗？
电哦，这个
就这种，装满土，然后往汽车上一翻，那种铲车翻，铲车，你看看你那个字典上铲车是什么意思？我现在没有字典在工作呀。那我给你说。我觉得你的字很麻烦了。当然。Okay,
we're having a little communication breakdown. I asked him what his job used to be in his hometown. I have absolutely no idea what he's talking about.
铲车也不知道。当然我不知道，我告诉你。汽车知道吧？汽车，哦，汽车，大的汽车，大的汽车，哦哦，公共汽车，可以拉东西的。
哦哦哦，一个大的，哦，大车，
可以拉东西。
哦，你是司机？
不。
哦哦，你睡了？
不是。 用那个东西啊，就这样。
哦哦哦，你，
对，撞上去。
哦哦哦哦哦。Okay, I just figured that. I guess he was loading trucks or unloading trucks or something.
他有什么东西？
可能卖的东西，或者
不是
什么东西？
我是开那个铲车的，往上面装东西的。
你开车？
对。
哦，所以你是司机。哦，所以 he was a driver also. Okay, good.
装上去。铲车你不知道啊？
嗯。
美国也有，你美国，你们美国装载机怎么说啊？装载机。
装载机。
嗯。
不知道。
That was me and the shish kebab guy talking. I'll play a little bit more of that interview in a few minutes. But first, let's get back to the interview with Jing Jing. I'll play some more of that right now. Here we go.
The gym and half training was... Okay, but so what else did you do? I mean, you said there was nothing to do. It wasn't interesting. There wasn't any development. So what did you do when you were a kid, when you were a teenager? I mean, what was it like? Now Beijing is a big city. There's lots of cars. You know, everybody's got a cell phone.
So just in the school, I take part in some group, just like the football group. And in the middle school, I take part in the basketball team, or just some sports. So that's why now I also interested about the outdoor sports or other sports. So that's in the old time, just all guys, or the boys like some sports, just a football or basketball, just several of them. It's not like
now. Sports,
right,
so yeah. Sports.
Well, kids always do sports.
Yeah.
But now, you know, there's many hobbies you can take. Like, not only the sport, not only the football, but basketball, some outdoor sports, like go hiking, go skiing, and also some, like, climbing.
Right.
And also
things which are more expensive
more
and maybe
expensive.
More
difficult to do. You need more space, maybe. Yeah. So maybe traveling too.
Traveling too, yeah.
So what else? Tell me about what Beijing was like back when you were a kid. Now everybody, well not everybody, but there's a lot of cars and obviously people, there's a lot of poor people, but there's also a lot of rich people. What was it like when you were a kid? How did people live in your family? I mean, food and money and stuff, and what was it like?
Oh, it's a good question. You know, in the old time, maybe about 20 years ago, basically, one family don't have a big apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like this size, maybe around 20 or 30 square meters. It will contain maybe one family, at least three, maybe five or four people to live there.
Right.
And also you have a bed and a desk, and maybe you have...
You had your own bed?
No way. Basically, it depends. And also, families just live in one room or little room.
But like not really in an apartment. You mean like in a little house, like in the hutong.
That was Jing Jing. I'm trying to keep these interview clips to about 2 or 3 minutes each. So I will now play some funny stuff that I did with some of my students today. We actually did a fun little exercise where me and another student pretended that we were my grandparents, Morty and Herta. I was Herta, and he was Morty, and we had all of the other students explain a bunch of technical lingo and a bunch of jargon to us, and we acted like Jewish grandparents, which was funny. And actually, he's a kind of a chubby Chinese guy, and he did a very, very good impression of being a Jewish grandfather, and I taught him how to say things like, "What? What?" and things like that. So anyway, it's a little bit funny. I'll see if some of these clips are cool, and I'll play them for you, and then we'll get back to the shish kebab interview and the Jing Jing interview, and then we'll close up. So here is some Morty and Herta imitations, some Morty and Herta impersonations from me and one of my Chinese students.
What?
I don't know. What is it?
What?
Morty. They're telling us about their job.
Oh, job. Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Okay. These must be Tony's nice Chinese friends from China.
What?
Tony's nice Chinese friends from China.
Chinese? I see.
Okay, Morty.
What?
Tony's
nice Chinese friends from China, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay, they're telling us about their job.
At first, Mrs. Gao will explain a word named spelled as V-I-E-W to you.
What?
What?
View.
I think they're saying view.
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 It is a jargon word in our work. We are doing my current work is developing applications on mobile phone. Do you know this?
What?
Mobile phones.
What is a mobile phone?
Cell phone.
Phone.
Cell phone.
Cell phone.
What is a cell?
You know, we have a cell phone. Like a portable phone.
Oh.
Portable phone.
Okay, yeah. You have it.
You have one. No, I have one. We have one.
Yeah. This is yours.
Yeah, that's my phone.
Do you want to know how you can use a phone? You can use.
Oh, Morty never uses the phone.
No.
I use the phone.
I think you have seen Morty have used the phone.
No, Morty never uses the phone.
My wife uses the phone.
Yeah, right. I use the phone.
Oh.
I'm Herda.
You have seen Herda use the phone.
Yes.
She can use the phone to communicate with your son, your
grandson.
Grandson. We have two grandsons.
Yeah.
Tony and Jason. And now a great grandson is on the way, or great granddaughter.
Oh.
Our granddaughter Nina is pregnant, so great grandchild is on the way.
Okay. Oh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Me and Morty are very proud.
Yeah, well, we're proud of.
Yes. Okay, so what is this view?
View.
I know view. Is view like when we go on a vacation and out to the countryside and we can see a beautiful view?
Yeah.
I know that word. Morty, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Herda.
Herda. Herda.
Herda.
Okay. Herda.
Herda.
Okay.
I would like to explain some Jackson.
Morty, who are these people?
Okay, I'm Carol. I'm your grandson's nice.
Carol, nice to meet you.
Yes.
I'm Tony.
Tony, nice to meet you.
You have to see him as their grandson.
What's your relation?
Religion?
Relation.
Religion?
Relation.
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 They look like a nice couple. I think they're probably married.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they look like
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we would like to introduce some jargon to you.
Yes,
they're
some
so cute, aren't they?
What?
Used in
jargon.
Internet.
Oh.
Jargon.
Do you know internet?
What's internet? We always access the internet in computers.
The computers,
right.
You know.
I know.
All the kids are using computers nowadays.
Yeah.
The kids are crazy about the computers, you know.
I know.
You know, all the kids use everything. Okay, next group. Morty, are you ready for the next group?
Yeah, heard of.
There's something weird I'm sitting on here. Something's under my butt here.
He's careful.
Okay, next group. Morty, can you hear?
他说瞎逼。
对。
我在中国很多人很喜欢麻花。瞎逼。老婆和你的儿子，你。有吗？
我儿子没在这儿，在老家呢。
哦，你的儿子在你的户口？
对，
跟你的妈妈爸爸？
对，
你的妈妈或者你的老婆的妈妈爸爸？
跟我爸我妈在一块。
你爸爸？那你的儿子是多大？
四岁。
十？哦，四。
Okay, so I asked him if he has a wife and kids, and he's got a wife, and he's got a 男的。So, and he's got one son, and his son is 4 years old, but his son lives back in Hebei with his mother and father. But it seems to be pretty common that a lot of kids live with their grandparents in China. Okay, 下一次 next question.
等一下，我看他给我收接
啊，当然可以，可以，是你的工作，当然可以。可以，下一次 ，the next question。你要做这个工作，
对，
以后你要多少时间？我的意思是，如果你是老人，你要做一样的工作。
嗯，
不呀，所以你要做别的工作。所以什么工作你要以后做？
这个，我们。不知道呢。
Okay, so basically I'm asking him if he wants to continue doing this job for a long time when he gets old, you know, if there's something else he wants to do with his life.
所以别的工作别的东西是什么你要做？我啊，
你
准备开做什么？做个网吧，开个饭馆。
哦，网吧。
对。
哦，你是老板。
对。
Okay, so he says he wants to own some internet cafe.Or some restaurant in the future. I'm just telling him that everybody requested some more interviews with the shish kebab selling guy.
真的
是吧
是是是
所以这么做你要网吧在哪在北京或者在别的地方
这个这个还没有那什么呢
怎么做
这还没准呢这有等有钱了吧
你需要有钱很多钱So he's saying he needs a lot of money, of course, to open up a, an internet cafe or a restaurant.
所以饭馆是什么中类的饭馆是中国的饭馆或者别的当然中国的
新疆的
对
但是我说不是不
And now I will play the conclusion of the Jing Jing interview, and then I'll see what comes up next. I got a lot of files here. I'm kind of losing track of what I'm doing. So here's the continuation, the end, the finish, the completion of the Jing Jing interview.
In the apartment building. I just remember before six, my dad's family, because I live with my grandmother, is my mother's mother a long time, so I don't usually live with my father's family. It's hard and complicated. And we have Hutong apartment. And after six, we moved to the regular building, six floors. And my mother's mother, my grandmother's apartment is in the four floors buildings. So basically, I get used to live in the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So even that, my grandmother's my mother's home apartment is crowded in when I was a child, so it's hard. Just now it's better. I have my apartment. I live alone, and also I have two bedroom and okay. I'm satisfied.
You have a two bedroom apartment all by yourself?
Yeah, I'm satisfied.
No roommates and no girlfriends.
Yeah.
And what was it like back in the days when you were a kid, 20 years ago, whatever? What was the money situation like? I mean, how much money did people make or your parents make? And what kind of things could people buy? Did you have toys? Could you go to restaurants? I mean, there was no McDonald's, of course, but, you know.
20 years ago?
Well, when you were a kid, was 15 years ago or 20 years ago.
Okay.
Nobody had a car, you know.
It's hard.
People didn't really have private cars, but were there taxis?
Yeah, taxis is now so popular.
More like three-wheel little taxis and three-wheel bicycles taxis, not real taxis.
real taxi, there's a real taxis, but it's now
too expensive.
Yeah, now it's just regular price, but compared to current price, it's so expensive and it's not so many taxis.
Right, I mean that a taxi.
I mean, 20 years ago, you know, regular people that had a regular job in an office, like your parents, whatever. What kind of money did they make?
About 40 yuan.
40?
40, yeah.
40.
Maybe 20 years ago, 40.
40?
Yeah, 40 renminbi.
But that's $5.
Oh, yeah. 40 or 80 RMB.
$10.
Yeah.
$10 a month.
Almost.
So how could anybody take a taxi?
So that's no way. Just some foreigners or some people who really have money.
Right, so taxis were...
Nobody could take a taxi except for very special people.
It was not popular in that time.
So if you made $5 or $10 a month, and you made 40 or 80 renminbi per month, how much money did things cost? Like, was a restaurant so cheap that it was affordable for a regular person?
No, in that time, the restaurant was not so popular, and also it was not so many as currently. And the price is now cheap. So people went to the restaurants frequently. So mm-hmm. compared to the current price, I think is totally different. Now in the restaurant, the prices are low and many people can afford that. Yeah.
Okay. So which do you like better, life today or life 20 years ago?
I think I like in the future. I like
the future, but
yeah. Because currently, I think it's I'm satisfied.
Sorry.
You're satisfied now. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else to add about Beijing or China?
What? Sorry.
Anything else to add?
Oh. Enjoy your life.
Okay.
And now most of the people who listen to this show are in America. So can you teach them something in Chinese? Something interesting? You know, some
in
phrase.
China.
Well, yeah, some phrase or some words or something, some questions, something to say.
In Chinese.
Well, yeah, in Chinese.
And then say the English, so they.
Oh, welcome to China.
Or
oh, that's it.
That's English. I mean, you got to teach them something in Chinese.
Yeah.
欢迎来中国，Mar. 我是晶晶. 你们. Okay.
Jingjing is inviting you all to come to his apartment. He has a 2-bedroom apartment with one extra bedroom that's not used.
Yeah.
Do you want to give them your email address? I told them I asked you a lot of questions already, so now you should ask me some questions, and I will give you some answers. 可以吗?
可以.
Okay, I said okay, he said okay. 为什么你这儿? He said I should wait till he finishes serving the shish kebabs, then he'll come back. Okay, 该你了,你问我. I said, your turn, you ask me.
我问你啊。对,你问我. 那你们那家在美国什么地方?
Okay, he's asked me where I lived in America. New York.
纽约.
纽约. New York.
对,纽约.
It's a little difficult for him to ask questions because he's got a cigarette dangling out of his mouth and he's balancing and moving 100 million different shish kebabs on the grill. Okay. Next question.
你呀, 那你就是在中国教学不干别的? 说你呀,
我?
我说你在中国啊,
对,
除了教学, 就没打算干别的。
在中国?
啊,
我听不懂, 你一直我的工作。
你的工作啊?
对, 我的工作。
不是教师吗?
我的工作是教师, 对。
对。 那你就是, 以后你就是干这教师不干别的。
He asked me if I'm a teacher now, but later do I want to do something else?
我觉得我是老师很好的工作,
但是可能如果我就在中国, 很长时间, 可能别的工作也好。 I said if I live in China for a long time, you know, maybe another job is good.
当然我是商人，这个是很好。
对，
我有钱很多，但是我没有钱。I said if I was a businessman it'd be good, I could get a lot of money, but you know, I don't really have any money. 很好的问题， OK, 下一次。
来吧，羊肉好了。
He said my shish kebabs are ready. Okay, we'll take a little pause here and continue in a minute. Okay, now I will ask him when he will go home for his vacation.
对，你呢？你回家什么时候？
我啊，又到多少号啊？那是
28，几28？
今天28号啊，是不是？
1月28号 January 28th
我就到
在1月28号你会河北
对
So on the January 28th he's going to go back to 河北你在河北是你的爸爸你的妈妈你的 I'm asking him who's in 河北 his mother, his father 别的人你的爷爷你的奶奶你的
啊他们就不在
所以在河北是谁Who's in, I'm asking him who's in 河北。
河北啊。
对。
河北就我爸爸我妈妈。
但是你会河北的不是所以你的老婆她的户口也是河北。
对也是河北的。
So I'm asking if his wife's hometown is also 河北 and he says yes, his wife's hometown is also 河北。所以你觉得北京怎么样我的意思是你北京比河北好不好 I'm asking if Beijing is better or worse than 河北。
你河北还好一点吧。
河北比北京好。
北京比
河北京哦，其实北京 is a little bit better 为什么 why
因为这是首都嘛
在
因为这是北京是首都中国的首都嘛
哦 because it's the capital 但是这个不太重要的例如
我们那儿
理由
没有什么
I always forget that word reason 理由理由理由对不起再说
因为我们这儿没什么，那是没什么可发展的，知道吧
？I have no idea what you're saying. 北京比河北好。
对。
Beijing is better than 河北。
你可能是江家吃鱼龙喽。
鱼，鱼在都对。不要
辣了。没有你辣啊。
那
个
脆
骨加一点点辣
了。哎，好嘞。OK， 再来6个。I just have some for 6 more. 6 more 是再来六个，再来六个。Give me 6 more.
那个用料已经好了。那个要一顿大腰。
大腰。
Thank you. 喂喂，等会儿我的设计，等会儿。Thank you.
That's it for the show today. Sorry, I told you guys there was going to be a little surprise at the end of the show, but there wasn't. The little surprise was the Morty and Herta impersonations, but I decided to splice them in the middle of the show, not put them to the end of the show, because honestly, I don't think anybody listens to the show all the way through. I mean, it seems interesting to me, but is it interesting to you? Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe it's funny. Anyway, it's 1:09 a.m., and it looks like this has been another night of staying up all night long making podcasts. I don't know who's listening to me out there, and I don't know if you guys are podcast listeners or podcast makers. I tend to suspect that it's kind of one of the same group, but maybe you guys can understand what I'm going through, but I've become completely obsessed with making podcasts lately and not sleeping, and I think I might have to join PA, Podcasters Anonymous. Ooh, there's a good idea, PA, Podcasters Anonymous. So that was my podcast for tonight, and this has been Podcast Beijing. If you'd like to send me an email, please do so. My email address is tonybeijing@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send me a message on Skype, my Skype ID is Kamalove. That's C-O-M-M-A-L-O-V-E. V-E. Oh, I just remembered what else I wanted to talk to you guys about. I have been walking around Beijing for the past week or so with a little MP3 voice recorder, which I can hook up a mic to, and I've got the little condenser mic. And all around in my day, I'm recording sounds and things on the street and interviewing people and whatever. And it's been such a weird experience getting really into sounds. Almost so much so that I'm not even paying attention to what I see anymore. I mean, I am, in the sense that I don't want to get run over by a car. But I've become so sensitive to all the little sounds and thinking about how I'm picking them up and how I'm recording them and how I can go home and look on my computer and open up Audacity and look at all the files and see all the little waves and all the blue squiggly lines and, you know, edit and splice and cut and do all this stuff. And I don't know why I wanted to say that. It's just been very interesting and very weird getting so into sounds, especially being here in Beijing and being in China. And I hope that I've been able to recreate a little bit of that in this show, and I hope I've been able to give a little bit of that to you people. And I hope I've been able to keep the interviews and everything short enough so that I know we've all got short attention span disorder, or ADD or ADDHD or whatever we've all got out there. So thanks a lot for listening in, and stay tuned for future podcasts coming up in the future.